Please be seated. If you would please take out your Book of Common Prayer and turn first to page 89. And then if you would please turn to page 107. Put your finger in both places. We're going to talk about both because it's time for
an
Anglican moment. And the Anglican moment is the place where we stop to talk about what it is that we are doing in liturgy or what we are planning to do in just a moment. In this case, both what we just did and what we're about to do. Now, if you look on page 89, you'll see the Nicene Creed, something we say every single week. And you'll notice there that it begins with a pronoun. What's that pronoun?
I,
personally. Now turn over to page 107. We're just in a few moments going to say this confession of our sin. And in the second line there, you'll see what pronoun is used here.
We.
So we go from I to we. And you'll notice that throughout the liturgy, we do this back and forth. We say we say I. Why are we doing this? It's actually an important theological issue that I want to call your attention to today. Let's start with we. See, when we come together here as the people of God to worship the Lord, we are coming not as individuals, but as the one body of Christ. We come here today to both confess our sins as the body of Christ and to worship Him, to sing our songs, to pray our prayers, one, together, as the body of Christ. Secondly, I want to call your attention to the I. Why do we say I? Because this faith that we profess has to be my faith. At some point, it has to be something that I struggle with, that I come to terms with, something that I myself have accepted and profess on my own, for my own. And when we come together, we do this thing, we can't sit back and say that I am making a confession of sins that are the community's sins. And we can't say I'm making a confession of a faith which is the community's faith, but not my own. We have to do both. We're called to make a profession of faith that this faith I hold is the whole body's faith, the one faith that we all have together, but it's mine too. And I struggled with the Lord, and I have submitted to His faith. And when we come to confess our sins, we say, we confess that we have sinned, but only after I have struggled myself to make sure that I understand I'm a sinner, I need to have that wonderful absolution given to me by grace. So, why am I calling your attention to that today? It's important for us, especially as Anglicans with this wonderful, rich, complex liturgy, to sometimes stop and think about this faith we're a part of, this worship we're taking part in today, very personal. And it is necessary on this last Sunday in Advent that we, as individuals, prepare and be ready so that I can offer my submission in faith to the Lord. And when I see Him and greet Him, I, as an individual, part of the body of Christ, can say, blessed be God, I am so happy to see you, my Lord. So, I'll ask you to go ahead and kneel at this point and prepare to make a confession, your confession, and the body's confession.